It's a Friday morning. That means it's time for the Minor League Report on Scoops with DannyMac.com. In just a moment, we'll hear from Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com. Does just a remarkable job in covering the Cardinals minor leagues. This is presented by Schnucks. Need groceries? Think local. Think Schnucks. Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert, and Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill. Hot Shots has been a proud home of sports fans in St. Louis for over 28 years. 11 area locations. You're always close to a Hot Shots no matter where you are. Swing by for great food, cold drinks, and all the games all the time. Get more info. Find a Hot Shots near you at HotShotsNet.com. Attention, fantasy football players. If you're looking for a place to hold your fantasy football draft, no other place to go than Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Hey, St. Louis. Dan McLaughlin here, and I have a scoop for you. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Trust me, it'll pay off. You shop at Schnucks like normal, earn points on almost everything in the store, and redeem the points for money off. Easy as that. If earning money off your groceries wasn't enough, it also has cool features to make shopping at Schnucks even easier. You can locate items in the store, refill prescriptions, check the weekly ad. It's a grocery game changer. So download Schnucks Rewards from the App Store or Google Play and start saving today. Every Tuesday and Friday on Scoops with DannyMac.com, it's the Minor League Report. Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com. A remarkable job day in and day out, 365 days a year, covering the Cardinals minor league system. Brian, let's start with a couple of managers of the year. Where did those awards go to?
Well, one of them is a repeat, and that is Stubby Clapp, a guy we've talked about a lot this year, and he won his second straight Pacific Coast League Manager of the Year award. And that's not really a surprise, given how good the Redbirds have been, having the Pacific Coast League's best record and another division title. And we, of course, also talked in a previous version of this podcast about the turnover of players in the roster. They're now over 200. Transactions. And I think, a true test of Stubby's and his staff skills will be if they can somehow get this Memphis Redbirds team to another championship when you look at the guys that they've lost. And, I thought maybe the Patrick Wisdoms, Daniel Ponce de Leon's, Adelis Garcia, that, might get to stay with him through the playoffs. But, with the injuries and the needs in St. Louis, all those guys are gone too. So they really got a patchwork lineup down there in Memphis, but they keep on winning.
And there's another manager as well too.
Yeah, Dan Gallardo, former major league catcher, been a manager in the system now for about 10 years. And, has had success. He won the division at Springfield, won in the New York Penn League as well in the past. And he took the Palm Beach Club last year to a division title, and then they were league co-champions when Hurricane Irma came through, and they couldn't play the finals. And then Palm Beach this year, and that's the high A level team that plays in Jupiter, they won their division in the first half. So now they're heading into the Pacific, to the Florida State League playoffs again this year. So two of the four full season managers in the Cardinals system, won those top honors, and that's a nice feather in the cap for the organization.
Absolutely. Before we started recording, you were telling me there's a lot of all-stars right now in the minor leagues. How about some of those names?
Well, it's a time of year when not only teams are getting in the playoffs, but there's a lot of individual honors being passed out. And let's start right at the top with Memphis. Earlier in the week, Dakota Hudson and Tyler O'Neill were named to the All-Pacific Coast League team. And that's the first time in Memphis history that they've ever had two players on a Pacific Coast League team. And I think I mentioned this on a prior call as well, but the key difference here is with the postseason all-star teams versus the midseason. At the midseason level, they pick enough players that they, can have a team and have a game. Whereas at the postseason, they have just one team. So in a Pacific Coast League all-star team, there's only 12 spots across 16 teams. So for the Cardinals to get two guys named, that's a pretty big deal for Tyler O'Neill and for Dakota Hudson. Then later in the week, Hudson was named the pitcher of the year for the Pacific Coast League as well. And he only came a third of an inning short of setting the all-time record for ERA for Memphis. And if a guy was, you know, competing for the batting title, they could just add some zero at bats. But, you know, with a pitcher, you can't assume that they're going to get those out. So he didn't win that. But, I mean, he's the top pitcher, not only in the Pacific Coast League this year, but he won that same award in the AA Texas League the year before. So Dakota Hudson has been the pitcher of the year in two different leagues the last 2 years.
How about the Dominican Summer League and also Gulf Coast League, some of the playoff results?
Well, the Cardinals had two teams in the playoffs in short season ball. The Dominican Summer League Blue, which was the first Cardinals team ever to win their division in the Dominican Summer League since 2005 when the Cardinals entered the league, so that was a big deal. They lost in their first round. They lost 2-1. And the Gulf Coast League Cardinals won their first round, but in the second round they lost as well. So neither one of those teams are going to win a league championship, but they both had very successful seasons. And if you look across the board, of the nine minor league affiliates between the U.S. and Dominican Republic, five of them are you know, going to be in the postseason. So in addition to those two, of course, we've got Memphis, who's won their division, and then Palm Beach and Peoria, who both qualified based on their first half performance.
How about the Arizona Fall League and what's happening with some of those young stars that could be major league stars, but they get a chance to extend their season a bit with the Arizona Fall League?
Yeah, this is the time of year, right around the end of August, where they announce which players are selected. And the Arizona Fall League, again, is a prospect showcase, and all 30 major league organizations participate. And there are six teams in the Arizona Fall League, each staffed with prospects from five different organizations. So the Cardinals selected eight players to go to the Arizona Fall League, four pitchers and four position players. And the starting pitcher is a left-hander. We've talked a little bit about Evan Kruszynski, who's been pitching extremely well, first with Palm Beach and now with Springfield. And then a couple of starters who've turned to relief this year, Connor Green at Memphis and Connor Jones, who's now at Springfield. And then Andrew Morales at Springfield at Memphis as well. So those are the pitchers. Catcher Jeremy Martinez is going to the Arizona Fall League. And then a couple of really good-looking prospect infielders, Tommy Edmond, who's just got moved up to Memphis, and Andy Young, who's been hitting the ball very well for Springfield. And the final member in the Arizona Fall League is Lane Thomas, the outfielder at Memphis. And Thomas and Young were both recognized. Thomas is a postseason All-Star in the Texas League, where he was prior to being promoted to Memphis. And Andy Young, the second baseman, was named a Florida State League All-Star for his time in Palm Beach, although he's now at Springfield. Got all that?
I got it. I'm in. I want to go back to Stubby Clap just for a moment, Brian. You cover the minor leagues, as I mentioned, so well. With what he's done with all the roster turnover, you would have to think that there's a manager candidacy opening that he's going to be at least interviewed for. You think that's probably going in that direction?
Yeah, you know, you think so. I mean, he's obviously a very high-profile guy, has done extremely well. On the downside, this is only Stubby's fourth year as a manager and his second year in full-season ball, and he's never worked on a major league staff, even as a coach. So, you know, while he's been very, very successful at what he's done, the question is, you know, what's Stubby's next step? Will he be competitive for a major league manager job? Will he need to go onto a major league staff for a while? You know, where is he to get the highest visibility? There's a lot of interesting questions we'll see. And typically minor league staff contracts are for only 1 year. So I'm sure the Cardinals would be happy to let him interview for a major league job if he gets that offer. But, you know, if another deal comes along, he'll have the flexibility to pursue that if it comes his way. He sure should certainly get the chance to interview at least.
And the Cardinals with the Major League Club, another series win last night over Pittsburgh. That's now 10 consecutive series won. Just your thoughts on Mike Shield. I you know him well from the minor leagues, but the job that he has done in turning this season completely around.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's prepared. The guy was prepared for the job. It's funny. Somebody on Twitter tweeted the other day about a story about Mike Shield as a guy that you should know. And it was a story that I wrote 11 years ago when Mike Shield was still a coach in short season ball. And I quoted Mo, who at the time was the assistant general manager. This was back at the time when Walt Jocketty was still here. And talking about Mike Schilt's success in scouting, his desire to learn as a coach, and that he was a guy that was going to go places in the organization. And it was so cool to go back and read that, because it was like I was clairvoyant. I didn't say he was going to be the future manager of the St. Louis Cardinals,
sure.
But you know, he's paid his dues. Anybody who thinks that Mike Schilt is an overnight success story just hasn't been paying attention, because he's put in the time, he's been groomed, and he has done everything that the organization asked him to do, and now, you know, he and the team are showing success, which is a great thing to see.
Fans are waking up and listening to this, or maybe listening at work, and they can go to thecardinalnation.com to find out the latest on all levels of the minor league system. What's up this morning, and what do you have featured at thecardinalnation.com?
Well, I've got news. The Cardinals are continuing to move players around as they're getting ready for the postseason, and they're backfilling the needs that the major league clubs have. So we've got news on 8 players. We've got a story about the fall league and the guys that are picked and why. We've got stories about Dan Villardello being named Florida State manager. We've got the 2019 spring training schedule up. We've got an interview with one of the Cleveland coaches about one of the new players that came over to the Cardinals at the trade deadline, John Torres, who's an 18-year-old outfielder down in the Gulf Coast League. So a lot of different information from all levels of the system, from Gulf Coast League all the way up to St. Louis.
Always great stuff, Brian. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Thanks, Dan.